Ace of the Base, performing at the venue Jazz Dock in Prague on Wednesday night. The group is led by double bassist Jaromír Hanzák, a musician, composer and teacher who's one of the most important figures in the Czech jazz world. He recently turned 50, marking that milestone with the release of a new Jaromír Hanzák Quintet CD entitled Little Things. Before Wednesday's show, we sat down to talk outside Jazz Dock, just a few metres from the River Vltava. My first question, was Jaromír Hanzák from a musical family?
Yes, actually I come from a musical family because my father is a musician, he's a trumpet player, and he used to have his own swing big band in 50s, which became reduced band later in 60s and so on. He also incorporated a rock and roll group into his band to attract young people when rock and roll became the hip thing. So my father actually encouraged me to play bass because as a band leader he knew that he very often had a hard time to find a bass player. So he thought that it would be practical instrument for me. That I could get a lot of work being bass player. So I liked that idea, so I became bass player.
I was reading that your father's band has been going for over 5 decades.
That's right. Actually, last year they celebrated 55 years, and this was a really big celebration in the city of Litoměřice, which is North Bohemian town. There was like 700 people coming to the cultural house where this event took place, which was amazing. I can compare, you know, when I play there with my jazz quartet, usually like 40-50 people come, and to see my father band, 700 people came.
By the way, how old is your dad now?
He's 85 now.
Tell us about your own studies. Where would a young jazz musician go to study here in, I presume, the late 70s or early 80s?
When I was studying, my only choice was to attend a classical conservatory. So as a bass player, I studied classical bass, double bass, which I consider actually being a good background, because particularly with this instrument it's good to have this classical background. Otherwise, when it comes to jazz, we were all just self-taught. You know, we had to pursue information our own way, because there was no official jazz school.
I know later you also studied in America at the famous Berklee School of Music or College of Music in Boston. How did that come about, and what did it mean to you?
When I applied for the scholarship at Berklee, I had to do it very official way. I actually need to do it through Ministry of Culture, because I was officially sent there through Ministry of Culture, so it was very official. I needed to collect many stamps and signatures, you know, from all kinds of people, from school, from many different people. But this was 1989 already, which was not the communist regime was not very tough already. So I must say that I didn't have much troubles to get all those permissions.
Artistically, what did you gain from studying at Berklee?
Artistically, this was really amazing experience, because if you imagine the situation here in Prague in 1989 and before, you know, this was very, very, very small scene, much more limited than it is now. You know, very, very few musicians, very, very few clubs. And we didn't know much about other scenes. We didn't have much connections with the rest of the world. So for me this was like opening eyes. And first of all, the school was great, because I could learn very, very much about the jazz theory, which I didn't have the chance before. But maybe the most important thing was that I could meet many, many great people, many great musicians. You know, I was lucky because at the time when I was there, people like Chris Cheek, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Jorge Rossi, Joshua Redman, Roy Hargrove, these people were there. So later, you know, later they became the new jazz generation. So I was lucky to be there when they started.
Getting back to the present, I was reading an interview of you, and you said that sales of 500 copies are normal for Czech jazz albums. How do you Czech jazz musicians make a living then?
Yeah, of course you can't make a living by selling your jazz CDs. People either teach, which is my case, or they play also other kinds of music, not only jazz. You know, some people work with some pop singers, or some people are more lucky going abroad. And going abroad means usually play for better money than here in Prague. But I think, you know, in general, most people just combine a few things together, play with more bands, not just with one group, and they teach.
Where do you teach yourself? And when you teach, what are you trying to impart to your students?
I teach at the jazz department at the Jaroslav Ježek Conservatory, and this is quite new school. This is quite new department, because we only started like 6 years ago. I consider this to be great change, you know, because finally we have a real jazz department, because in all European countries, not to mention the United States, jazz schools are a normal part of the educational system. And you know, when I put the program together, because the school director approached me, you know, he asked me to put the program together. So I knew that of course I will incorporate and use my Berklee experience, but the most important thing is people, you know, people who teach at the school, because you can have great program on the paper, but if you don't have the right people there, then it means nothing. So I was able to, you know, to ask people at the Prague scene, the best musicians of their instruments, which I know and which were interested in teaching. So I think the staff at the department is quite good, and we try to do our best.